93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is Second Date Update. If you've been out in the dating world, you know it's tough. I mean, online dating makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
But going out and securing a first date doesn't always mean you're going to get a second one.
Not the funnest thing to do.
No. A lot of times you don't get a call back, you don't get a return text, and then you find yourself here on Second Date Update wondering what happened. And that's exactly what's going on with our buddy Chris this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Good. Yeah, thanks for emailing our show and wanting to be on Second Date Update here. Now, it says in your email that you went out with a girl named Lily.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I met her over at Tiki and Crab Shack on State.
Oh, nice.
And we were, we were hitting it off right away. Like, at first, it was just looks across the room. And, I felt this chemistry. I felt like there was something already happening before I even talked to her. So then we start to talk, and it was really organic, you know. It wasn't like I was hitting on her, and it wasn't like she was out looking for a guy. It was just like we were just two chill people.
Right.
And we were talking about normal life. So, I mean, it started, like, really cool. We're both athletes is what it got to. So It was like, you know, she's a volleyball player, and I play basketball. And it was just we started talking about, you know, the way that we're competitive and, like, just our sports kind of heart.
Sure.
And we shared so many thoughts. What I'm trying to get to is that there was a connection, so much so that we actually went back to my place. And, things evolved into the, let's say, completion of our connection.
Wow.
Wow, a completion.
All right. Are you on campus? Do you guys go to UW?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, why
good
are you,
you?
Sounds like you had the most amazing first date ever. You meet the girl in dreams.
I thought it was great.
So what?
I was like, I don't know. So I wake up in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's not there. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, well, wait a second. I got this little separate hallway that goes to my kitchen. So I'm like, oh, okay. She's probably
cooking breakfast or something.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm thinking, like, what a night. You know, what's going to happen in the morning? She's just gone. Like, gone. So I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, wait a second. There, like, I remember things being pretty good.
Right.
I remember the connection. Like, why would she just disappear? So I start calling her and texting her.
Yeah.
And literally, I'm just, she's gone. She's a ghost.
Oh, what? She didn't even leave a note?
Not with a nice rose on your pillow, you know, like they do in the
chocolate
movies.
Chocolate, yeah.
She's writing her lipstick on your mirror, like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
Too many
like
rom-coms.
It's like a Motley Crue video.
All right, let's rewind here, Chris. So first of all, okay, so you this wasn't even a date that you set up earlier. You actually just met her that night.
That's right.
Okay, wow. All right, I think that's the first time we've ever had that on Saturday.
Wow.
And then you hit it off so well, you go back to your place. Now, she leaves in the morning and with no note, no nothing. Can you remember? Were you drunk? Were you guys drinking a lot at the bar?
We were both drinking, but you know we weren't like sloshy or we weren't like out of touch. You know?
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I can't figure it out.
And so you remember all the details. You don't remember anything. I mean, nothing bad happened during the actual.
None.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Like something that was embarrassing. Anything you can remember?
Nothing I can think of.
Just a mystery.
Wow. All right, and you try to call her and text her, and she's nothing. No callbacks, no textbacks, no nothing. That's crazy. All right, Chris, don't say anything. We're going to call Lily right now and see if we can't handle this situation, okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay. All right, here we go. Calling Lily.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lily?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Lily,
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams, a little radio station here in Madison.
Oh, yeah, I know the station. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, so anyway, Lil, we're doing a little segment that we do on our show called Second Date Update, where you may have been out with somebody, and they think that it was the night of their life. You, however... in this situation, it is you, didn't return any calls or have sort of disappeared, and then we call to figure out what happened. So,
what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
So we know about this fantastic date with basketball player Chris.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What we don't know is why you've suddenly disappeared off of out of his life.
Oh, well, I feel awkward saying it, but all right, well, we had a really fun night for sure. He was a great guy, and I don't know, we had a really fun time, and I ended up going back to his place after we were hanging out all night. And, after we hooked up, basically, we went to sleep, and then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was going to the restroom, and I wasn't, like, snooping, but the light was on in his closet, and it just, like, caught my glance, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And I see all of these, like, weird Dungeon and Dragons, like, paraphernalia and, like, board games and, like, these, like, kind of, like, costumes I think you wear for, like, gaming type things.
Yeah.
And I was super weirded out because, honestly, I thought he was, I mean, he said he was an athlete. He said he was a basketball player, and I'm a volleyball player, and, like, really, I mean, I'm attracted to athletes, and I felt like, okay, this is not who he is. He's kind of a dork.
Mm.
And, I mean, I just don't really want to date a dork. You know, it's just, like, not what I'm attracted to. It wouldn't work.
All right.
A dork.
Well, do you think he lied to you about playing basketball, or do you think he's an athlete and a dork? Because usually those two, I mean, I guess they could.
I love dorks. They make me laugh.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if he lied to me or he's both things, but he's definitely the Dungeons and Dragons thing. I know that for a fact. And yeah. I'm just not interested in that.
Does anybody even play that anymore? That was big in, like, the 80s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Lord.
Well, I want to know, how was he in bed? Did go there.
Well, yeah.
It was great.
Like a scale
good.
Of
he was good.
A scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. How not dorky was he?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're gonna have me rate him on air.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like an 8. It was good.
All right, pretty good.
He's like a wizard.
He's good with his wand.
When you say those words, I feel grossed out by it.
Which part?
Being a the Dungeons and Dragons wizard.
Yeah.
I think that's
ew.
She did a wizard.
All right. Okay. So you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, Lily. Well, I do have to tell you. So that was the only reason, though. Everything else about Chris was spot on, but the Dungeons and Dragons and the game boards and the costumes.
There it is.
It was a big one.
Yeah. Well,
sure
okay. There could be, maybe, you don't know, maybe he's storing that for a roommate or I don't know. It could be a ton of different things.
Yeah.
But you left, and so he didn't get able to at least tell you. And so we have him on the phone, actually. He's here.
Hey.
Chris, we found out you're pretty good in bed and you like Dungeons and Dragons, the stuff we didn't know when we got on the phone with you earlier.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm kind of beside myself here.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well,
man, this is like so embarrassing. So I had like an ex-girlfriend of mine who was a big cosplay enthusiast, you know, like those little video game
conferences
and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you, I went with her and it was a lot of fun. Like, it was like I was dressed up like this, I don't know, some Orkin king or something like that. And, you know, my body type looks really good in these little outfits. And then I just met some people, and I opened up my world to, like, a different world, and I thought it was fun, you know? So I think there's nothing wrong with having a balance in life. I'm not, like, some straight jock, you know, brainless stud.
all right. Well, that's good. All right. So you just did that and you liked it. And now you sort of, how often do you dress up and do all that, that stuff?
I haven't for like at least 3 months. Four months.
Wow.
But I mean, if I'm going to do it again, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And you know, I lied. I went to E3.
All right.
E3.
Nice.
It's a video game. I got a plane ticket. I like it. I'm gonna be honest. I like it. And
okay.
like dressing up like that, and I enjoy the whole genre, and I enjoy video games, and, you know, I'm balanced. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but listen, no one's judging. We do not judge on this show. All right, Lily, you've heard that, so you pretty much are... Are you? Cause here's what we do on Second Date Update. It sounds like Chris has a good reason. He likes that. Maybe you can open up your world to it. On Second Date Update, if you'd like to go back out, I'll pay for another meal. You can go back out in Madison. You can pick any place you want to go to. We'll pay for the whole thing for you. That way you can just get to know Chris and maybe start all over. But it's up to you if you want to try it back out, Lily.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the offer to do that. And Chris, I think you're a really nice guy. I don't think it would work out with us. So,
Stop. Lily. I'm sorry to interrupt. Lily, let's go out one more time and just talk.
He's on his knees, I can tell. He's begging.
I mean, I like him.
We have so much chemistry. Yeah. Like, it's not, the world that you're thinking of is not what it is. Like,
yeah.
I don't really want to know much about that world.
Oh.
I mean, wow. Then
I'm
maybe
really
you're
sorry.
Not
I'm just being realistic about, like, our interests. And I'm just not, I just know that I wouldn't be in that.
All right. Well, it just sounds like you guys just missed. But you both sound like you're good people, and you guys are obviously good looking and athletes. I'm sure you're not going to have any problems going on, but it didn't work here, so.
Thanks, guys.